Why? Are they back on the air again this week? 720 WGN, the answer to that would be, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Jen. He's Dan. Hey, Dan. Over to you.
Hey, John.
Over to you, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing all right, sir. How are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you. Thank you for asking. I'm doing good. I was having a great time.
I'm eating pizza. I've decided that for now on, when we do these food fights, I get so hungry, I got to eat something while I'm doing this show.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah, because as long as they get done, and I'm like, that's it, I'm going out for burritos, and I can't do that.
Or we could be consuming, I'm just saying, now that you've mentioned that,
ooh,
we could be eating the items we're arguing about, allegedly arguing. I mean, you know, you could.
You know what, I thought about that, but the pizza would have less effects on my body than the Twinkie and the Ho-Ho. But I should have.
No.
Looking back on it, that's a mistake.
I had to stop myself from going out and get both of those things today, Twinkies and Ho-Hos. I was just like, the more I read about it, I'm like, this is insane. I love those. I don't need them anymore, really, frankly. But man, back in the day, I would like scarf those things.
I try my hardest to eat healthy and be that guy that's like, all right, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And then I go to Costco and I see this cherry cheese Danish coffee cake. And I'm like, it's on sale.
It's on sale. I have to buy it.
Yeah, I feel bad. They're going to run out of it if I don't do it.
You, dude, have no idea how many times I've heard that expression. What did we get this for? It's on sale.
It's on sale. They're practically giving it away. It'll go to waste.
It's two for one, man.
John, people are starving somewhere. Who am I to deny the cherry cheese?
Indeed. Danish? All right, so we're Twinkies and your Ho-Hos, right? Or Hostess Cupcakes. Which one?
I am a Ho-Ho.
Okay.
I am the garden tool.
You know what? I really don't have a lot on Ho-Hos. So tell me what you got.
Well, I will say this. We are battling between two of the most iconic snacks. If you're going to go like almost American and what exactly it is that we do. But the Twinkie is delicious. But there's something about a Ho-Ho, the chocolate factor, the rich chocolate coating, the chocolate cake, which gives it more of that flavor and complexity than a single note sweetness of a Twinkie. Twinkie is just sponge cake and cream. The Ho-Ho's got that and the chocolate flavor, and that top part, it's kind of like almost like a ganache, if you will. Less spongy, and just almost like that roll cake appeal, that swirl of a cream. And it's got that cool little topping on the top of it. It's got a little swirl. Yeah. And it makes it go down easier.
Well, let's see here. The Twinkie, there's something about, first of all, the name. It's a wonderful thing unto itself. And then you have the delightful sponge cake and then the amazing filling. And it's just the right about, it fits into your hand. It's perfect because it's not round. It's sort of like it's cylindrical, so to speak. And it's just an easy thing to consume. And it goes down well. And it goes with so many things. And it'll also survive a nuclear war. That's wrong.
I was going to say, that is a positive and a negative, if you will.
That's a common myth.
Yeah. What else can survive a nuclear war? A roach.
Yes. A myth about Twinkies is that for the last decades, they can survive a nuclear war. There was an episode of The Family Guy that talked about that. And although Twinkies don't last forever, they have a shelf life of about 45 days.
Well, there's a Mythbuster that I would love for them to do about Twinkies. And there has been this story that since the beginning of Hostess, they've had company and board meetings with the same bowl of Twinkies since the beginning of time. And they're still good today. So it can't be possible, but I've heard that from numerous accounts that it's the same bowl of Twinkies people have been eating out of for like 100 years.
Well, Twinkies were invented on April 6, 1930 by a baker named Jimmy Alexander for the Continental Baking Company located where? Schiller Park, Illinois, my friend.
I didn't know that.
That's me neither. He saw an ad on a billboard in St. Louis for Twinkle Toe Shoes. Hmm. And that inspired the fanciful word twinkle.
Interesting.
Oh, listen to this. Wait. He noticed equipment in the factory that was used to make the company's small baked strawberry shortcake sitting idly while strawberries were out of season. He then came up with the idea of injecting the yellow cakes with a banana cream filling, and the Twinkie was born. How about that?
That is the most magical birthing story I've ever heard.
But during World War II, bananas were being rationed, and it forced the company to switch over to vanilla. And guess what? People liked the vanilla better, and they never went back.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Now, this isn't a ho-ho story. It's a hostess story. Let's see. This is about the Hostess Cupcake. So there was a 1947, Dr. Doc Rice started his career at Hostess, and his job entailed dumping a baked cakes on a table and given the task of developing the Hostess Cupcake further. Mm. So he's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing this, he's doing that. Rice got the idea for using a cream filling when a new machine for injecting fillings into the Hostess Twinkies became available. How about that?
That's great.
Huh? Now, this is like a civil war here, right? Aren't these, I don't know, are they still all under the same corporate umbrella, all of our things
that we're talking about? I would think so. I don't see Twinkies and Ho-Hos splitting.
Yeah, I mean, Twinkies, Ho-Hos, and Hostess Cupcakes? I mean, aren't they?
Oh, I think it's all the same one. I'm looking it up right now as you say it. I want to say it's all the same.
And this guy also is responsible for putting little squiggly things on top of the cupcake.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now.
Yeah.
Ho-Hos are all the same. Oh, my God. I forgot exactly what Hostess has done for me in my childhood. But thank you, the Hostess company that has provided every single one of these things.
Indeed.
A simple browse of first of all, I had no idea that there was like three Twinkies. There's the golden, the banana. Yeah, there is a banana one now.
I know there is.
Chocolate cake lover.
Yeah.
There are two kinds of cupcakes. There's four kinds of cupcakes. Five, I'm sorry. Ding dongs, zingers.
Yeah.
The ho-hos. Oh my God. The fruit pies.
Oh,
this is the most glorious segment we've ever done.
Fruit pies. Oh my God. Those are fantastic.
Yes,
the those Hostess are so fruit good. Pies. Okay,
and the Hostess coffee cake is delicious.
We can't stop, but we must. We'll be back after this on 720 WGN. Hey, here we are, WGN, and the food fight, ho hos, and Twinkies. And at this point, we like to play some musical connection if we can find one. And I found something. Yeah, he's a Twinkie in a ding dong world.
That's awesome.
How great is that?
Okay. That is so awesome.
So do we have a total of the box score? Maybe that's what it is, Jackie Box Score. Instead of
we go. Like that.
We're going to go with Jackie Box Score instead of the other thing I mentioned. They got a complaint about it.
I saw that complaint.
I thought it was a complaint.
I thought it was.
Well,
funny.
I was going to call him Jackie Jockstrap. But I was like, no. Okay.
I got one.
Or Jackie Athletic Supporter. You know,
there we go.
Supporting athletes.
That's right. Since time began. All right. What do we got
since
here
the
for
time the time of the Twinkie?
What do you got?
It's hard to follow that up.
Indeed.
I just gave it a refresh, and we got a 50-50 split after a few blowouts.
Wow. Not surprising, really. You know?
True. No,
it's so good. It's so hard. I mean, that's even one where you and I think we're arguing against each other's points.
I didn't notice any, really. Okay, that always leaves us at this point, which that is, what are we going to do next week on the food fight? Now, what do you think?
We got some ideas in the cooker. Okay. Ranch versus blue cheese.
Okay, really, right there. Well, let me hold on. Ranch?
Battle of the dressing.
Wait, battle of the dressings.
Battle of the dressing.
Ranch versus blue cheese. I can do that.
Okay, I love that one.
Which one would you care to be?
I would rather be ranch. That might be one of the few. I do not enjoy a blue cheese. What about you?
Then I am glad to take the blue cheese.
Sir, are the blue cheese.
Because that has, it has more of a bite than ranch does. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no question about it. Either you like that or you don't. I like it.
That's true.
Especially when it's like You get like the authentic, like crumbly.
See, the chunk, the chunky is where my it's where I kind of do not like. I don't like that chunky.
See, there we go.
Yeah, especially if you have like a chicken wing and it's like on top of it. You're like, oh, I don't know what this is.
You're not going to get a chunky ranch.
True.
All right. I'm going to write these down now. I keep forgetting, even though I write them down, because my ADD, I throw away the paper, and I don't even know it. Blue cheese, ranch, John, blue cheese, Dan. Now, Dan, speaking of Dan, you have a podcast, sir.
I do.
Indeed.
It is a podcast. It is very similar to what exactly it is that you and I do.
Yeah.
Except we argue about all kinds of silly topics, and it's not just food. Often we do argue food, but right. It's called Barguments. And you can download it anywhere that you get your podcast. You can also watch it on YouTube as well. So Barguments are fun. And we just do really zany, weird ones, like one of those, if an animal could talk, which species would be the rudest?
How stoned was the person who came up with that one?
It takes more than a couple of Twinkies, I'll tell you that one.
That is awesome. If animals could talk.
I said the hyena. The hyena is always laughing at me anyway. That guy seems pretty rude.
And I think there are parrots that have been extremely known to be extremely rude, but they learned that from someone.
I've heard parrots curse in real life. It's shocking, yes.
Well, do we? Okay, wait. I would eliminate parrots. I would eliminate any animal that can be taught to a certain extent to speak.
Gotcha.
Or emulate or copycat or whatever.
Gotcha.
But you're right. Like a hyena.
He's laughing. He's laughing
at you all the time. Yeah.
Also, the raccoon does have robber's eyes.
Oh, yes, indeed.
He's always looking to steal something.
Wait a minute. No, yeah, but the raccoons, they get a bad rap because they look like bandits.
That's true.
You know, and they're not quite like that, I think.
That's true. They might be sweeter than that, but they look like they're always up to no good.
Okay, which one? If they could speak, but they have to speak. That's the key.
They got to speak. Who's going to be the rudest?
Oh, man, I'm running through all sorts of animals in my head. Which one would be the rudest? Who's the rudest animal if they could speak?
I think the chimpanzee would have some choice words for me.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, certainly Planet of the Apes. They definitely have a chip on their shoulder.
Yes, they do. They would definitely put movies of Planet of the Humans, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, have you done this Barguments yet?
No, this is what we're doing for this week. We're going to lob this one up. So I am looking to find out exactly what we do with it.
What did you do last week? Or did I already know?
We did last week. I think it was what would be the prop that we would, if it was a movie or a TV prop, what would you want to own? Man,
these questions are impossible.
But they're fun. Man. They're fun.
Yeah, I know. They're fun. You know, actually, one of the TV movie props that was in a movie that was also in the real event that the movie is based on is in the showcase in the WGN showcase there in the room that lights up when you walk in. And that's the microphone from the Scopes trial, which I guess is 100 years ago.
I did not realize that was there.
Yeah, Channel 9 is doing a thing on it tomorrow night. That is the microphone. And if you watch the movie In Here at the
Interesting.
Wind. If you watch In Here at the Wind, I always say this. I've said this a million times. If you watch the movie In Here at the Wind, they get to a scene and there it is, sitting right there next to Spencer
Tracy. I did not know that.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Next week, ranch and blue cheese. Have a good week.
For the title. This one's for all the marbles.
Indeed. I'll talk to you. Oh, wait a minute. I got a little bit of time yet. I got a little confused as to what time it was.
Got ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. So how's the family?
The family is doing very well.
Good.
I coached a basketball game on Sunday, and we got blown out by 40 points. 40 points.
Oh, that's terrible. How'd the kids handle it?
No, they were looking pretty sad, and at one point I just said, everybody on this team right now has five fouls. You could use them all. cash them in. Don't hurt anybody, but cash them on in.
Oh, what?
But nobody fouled. They were afraid to foul. I was like, these guys are burning the clock. They're shooting half court shots. Have at them.
How old were these people?
They range. My son's 10. It was between 10 and 13 years old.
Do you take them out for ice cream or anything afterwards?
I told them if they were old enough, they should all go buy themselves a beer, but they weren't. So I was like, Culver's custard on me. I was like, this is the guy I lost. I'm going to go sink myself in a tub of beer for. I was like, 40 points.
Look what coaching has come to. All right, Dan. I'll talk to you next week.
It brings out the best in parents, doesn't it?
It does. Talk to you next week.
See you guys.